In the summer of last year, the son-in-law of NPR's Verda Mae Grosvenor was killed in a head-on car crash with a drunken driver. It happened before dawn on the day that Verda Mae was to have put her then 8-year-old grandson on a flight to Chicago where his father would have been waiting. She struggled with how to help the child bear the loss of his father, and she decided to turn to a culture different from her own.
My son-in-law, Bo, as he was called, was a musician, a bass player. When his son and namesake Oscar asked why did this happen to my dad, I choked, remembering as a child how my elders were able to utter words of solace with ease and certainty, but I couldn't. I felt that meaningful answers to Oscar's why required a faith deeper than I had at the time. One night, weeks after Bo's memorial service, I woke from the deepest part of sleep with Oaxaca on my mind. Shortly after my mother passed in 1993, I went to Oaxaca, Mexico, on assignment during the Days of the Dead celebration. Death was everywhere in Oaxaca. It was impossible to avoid a direct confrontation. And yet, I came away comforted. So, hoping to make it better, I decided to take my grandson, Oscar, to Oaxaca.
Ollitas, sartenes. Cacerolas, ollitas, sartenes.
Death was everywhere in Oaxaca. In the markets, vendors sell crystallized sugar skulls with sequined eyes, chocolate coffins, clay skeletons. Death designs cut out of flowing colored tissue paper dance around the city. Murals and paintings display death with a thousand different faces. There are altars and offerings for the dead in restaurants, churches, homes, and hotels. In our hotel room, we built an altar for Bo, made of bought things from the market in Oaxaca and treasured things that we'd carried with us from home. It was Oscar's first altar.
I kind of like it, about the altar, because I put a lot of nice things, like my necklace that has Jesus being born on it, and I was going to put my watch, but since I put my necklace there, it won't fit. I hoped that my dad would come to eat some candy or stuff, and he could probably smell all these flowers from up where he is. So I hope my dad could find the altar wherever he is.
The ancients believed life is the dream from which death awakens us. When I read they buried food, drink, and personal belongings with their dead, I recalled a similar custom among my people, the Gullahs, who call a funeral service a homegoing.
We're in Jojo, Jojocotlán in Oaxaca. This is Mixteca people who come to welcome the souls of the relatives. And then so when they arrive, they have prepared all the graves, beautifully decorated, and of course candles, flowers, and the whole family is waiting for them.
Pablo is our guide at the cemetery vigil for the dead.
To get to the cemetery, we must go this direction.
The sweet scent of the flowers and the sharp smell of the incense and wood smoke fill the air. Lamp and candle flames turn the dark night orange-red. The graves are adorned with the favorite things of the departed, and flowers, flowers, and flowers. Oscar discovers some placed too close to the candles.
Yeah, this one's burning those top leaves down. See, this one's burning them. This one's burning those.
This also? Okay, so I'll fix this one, and you go around and fix the other one.
No one seems to mind Oscar and Pablo moving among the graves, putting out flower fires.
Okay, yes, it's better now. Can you move the candle a little bit toward me?
No.
No, it's...
Move the candle a little bit, Oscar.
Perfect. I saved it.
Okay, saved it. Yes, great.
Well, that was not perfect.
Family reunions are going on all over the cemetery. People are talking, eating, and communing with their relatives, living and dead.
They're feeling what I'm feeling, but in a different way because somebody else died in their family. And I think they're under a lot of stress, too. So everybody here is even.
Back at the hotel, I asked Oscar what he meant by being even.
Everybody lost a mother, father, or aunt when they get real, real old. Or they could die in a car accident, like my dad, or they could die from breast cancer, like my auntie, or they could just die normally, like my great-grandmother. It's kind of hard to go through with whoever died, and you can't give up. You just gotta go on and go on. You can never give up on your ancestors.
I came to Oaxaca hoping to make it better, hoping to help Oscar find an answer to why death came for his dad. We left Oaxaca without answers, but we came away comforted.
Did you feel his presence any time you were here?
Yeah.
When?
When I was sleeping, I felt something scratching me and I wasn't.
What do you mean?
When I was asleep, I like felt some wet things right on my cheek right here. And I felt something wrap around me like this. And I think it was my dad giving me a hug and kiss goodnight.